Well, Jake, first of all, you've been here for a couple of months or something now, a month.
Yeah, just under, yeah.
Yeah, how have you settled in?
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Like I've said before in other interviews that, you know, obviously having my friend up here, Dom anyway, who's lived up here, he knows where to go, places to go and stuff like that, has obviously helped me a lot easier as if I come up here on my own.
You seem to have settled well in that Bradford midfield as well. Has it been easy sort of to get integrated into the side?
Yeah, in terms of getting to know the lads and stuff like that, obviously it's been quite easy because the group's really nice, very friendly, very welcoming. In terms of football inside, you just got to go out there and play, and ultimately the gaffer makes his decision, and luckily enough for myself, I've been starting.
Is it good to play alongside the players in midfield here as well?
Oh yeah, of course, yeah. There's different qualities of every midfielder here and everyone's comfortable on the ball, and I think we complement each other quite well.
Did you have any sort of, when you get told that Bradford were interested in you, did you have to think about it long and hard, or was it sort of an easy decision for you?
In terms of lifestyle and stuff like that, obviously it was a bit difficult moving away from home. Obviously a lot of family down there. In terms of football, it was probably one of the more easier decisions I've had to make in my life. So yeah, in that term, it's quite easy.
A couple of games now at Valley Parade. What have you made of playing in front of those fans?
Yeah, the crowd are brilliant. I said before, I think it was like 20 plus thousand on the first game, and you know, as a player like myself, you just relish that, and obviously the crowd were brilliant the whole game. No boos, no jeers, even though they could have at times, and they just got on with it, and I thought they were brilliant.
Disappointment, of course, on Tuesday night, but hoping to put that right on Saturday after kicking off your season so well last weekend.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we can still take positives from that game. I thought we played quite well and we showed a resilience when we went down to 10, where we know we can stick together and, you know, we can still fight back and try and get another goal. But obviously, there's always a game around the corner in football, and we'd like to put that back right and get the win.
You've played Gillingham last season, haven't you? So what do you make of them? What sort of threats will they pose?
What I remember from last season, I think they were going through a rough time, and I played them at home, and we kind of dispatched them quite easily. Second game, they were a lot more tougher on a Tuesday night and at home, so I'm expecting a tough game, especially early on the season. Everyone wants to make their mark, so yeah.